Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Ayin Hey. We are on the top of Ayin Hey and Aleph. And just scheduling note, the next stop we'll give, it will be Erev Rosh Hashanah, it will be in the morning. We'll do it Rosh Hashanah before Slichus. That'll be Wednesday morning. This is Tuesday's daf. And then the next year after that, well, Shir on Yom Tov, next year, that will be online. We'll bring them over from the last cycle, but I think I've given them all the next following Shir. There won't be a Shir Tzom Gedalia morning. It'll probably be that night. Tzom Gedalia night, Sunday night, we'll probably have Monday morning Shir. That's how it's scheduled. But we'll talk about it then. But every Shir, every daf will be uploaded, if not from this, the new cycle, from the previous one. Okay, Ein Solon Es HaPesach. So getting back to what the Mishnah discussed, yesterday we started the new parak, the seventh parak of Maseches Psachim. The Mishnah spoke about the end of the Mishnah, whether one is allowed to use an askala, one is allowed to use a type of grill. So the Tanakhama said that you're not allowed to use an askala, and says Rev Tzadok that there was a story with Rabbi Gamliel. He said to Tevi Avdo, "Say v'atzalelo, no, it's a pesach ala askala. Please do it on the askala," which sounds like a maisa lista, right? You say it's usher to do, and then the very next line, Rabbi Gamliel told his servant to do it. We spoke yesterday about, was that after the Beis HaMikdash, when did they live? Was there Karban Pesach after Churban Bayis? That was the Netziv, that was Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the yesterday's shir. So we have, says the Gemara, maisa lista, or isn't this a story that contradicts? Usually bring a story to prove. This is a story that contradicts. You're not allowed to use it. And then you see somebody who uses it. Chisurei mechzer v'hachitani. No, really, there is something missing. V'hachitani. As Reuven Margolis, and we saw this in the Tiferes Yisrael, in Maseches Arachin, I think it was. Chisurei mechzer means that, really, they used to understand it as we now understand it, or as we're about to understand it. They didn't want to change the language of the previous source, even though it's somewhat misleading, for one of two reasons. And the Tiferes Yisrael's reason is that they used to know the Mishnah by heart, and they had it in a balpeh, sing-song even type of way, and if you would change it, it would mess everything up. So they would understand it in this way, and once it was set as a certain text, they wouldn't change it. But that's chesurim extra. The problem is sometimes chesurim extra sounds like it's just the opposite of what we would have thought. So, like here, it's like the opposite. But either way, that's a suggestion. The other Shad Chazur Mechzer is just that, no, it's a wrong girsa, and this is how it should be learned, should be read. V'achigtani, v'im askala minu keves mutter. But if the askala has holes in it, mutter. So here you only have to say there are four words missing. Right, that's all it's saying. If the askala has holes in it, and the fire could go through the holes, it's not a solid grate or grill, then it's mutter. And to that we prove, Amar Rabbi Tzadok, Maisa Rabbi Gamliel, Sharma L'Tevi Yavdo, Tzei V'Tzalei Lan Wasa Pesach, Al HaAskala Minu Keves. It's talking about an askala with holes in it. If you look at Rashi seems to say that the reason that this is mutter on the askala Minu Keves is because the fire goes straight through, and Rashi adds, the meat is not touching the metal at all. It's on a spit above the hole in the grill. That's why it's fine. That's what Rashi says in the first couple of skinny lines. V'chol atzle nitzla ba'avir shebein shnei brichim she'ein bisaro nogea b'barzel. Rashi says explicitly that the basar, the flesh of the animal, is not touching the metal. So according to Rashi, it's beautiful why that's the halacha. The chiddush of Rashi is that, why is that a chiddush then? Of course that's mutter. If you have a big hole in the barzel and the fire is going straight up and the meat is not touching the metal, then of course that's good. Why wouldn't that be good? The Rambam understands it, at least doesn't explicate. The Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach doesn't say that the metal is not allowed to be touching the meat. If you look at the Rambam says, "Ein solen es haPesach al gabei kli even o kli matchos." Now let it roast it on top of a stone or a metal kli. Shnemar tzliyesh, lo tzli davar acher. Lefichach, im haya kli minukav, if it's a kli with a greater hole, kidei, shetishlot bo haor, so that the fire can affect it. So then I'll can roast on it. There's no limit to not touching. The rivet adds in. This is not as exciting as the rivet that we had yesterday, but it's the rivet nonetheless. Vehu shelo yiga bikli. So the rivet adds on. Got to make sure it's not touching. Rambam didn't say that. Shaharei Amru, because after all, we're going to see on the Amud Beis, Naga on the bottom, we're not going to get to it today, it's the next stuff, Naga Becher, so Shaltan, or Yiklovus Makomo. Somebody's touching it, and that's not good, because that got burns by the metal, and not by the fire. But that is the Rambam Shita. Why, explains the Kesef Mishnah, does the Rambam say his Shita, and not like what Rashi the Ravid say? Nearly Durabenu, Durabenu Mashmalay Dim Kane Lavishaski bin Gemara, Mila Hasker Kane, Kaviask Lemenu Kevis. First of all, it would have mentioned it in the Gemara, that it can't be touching, even though it's Menukav. Va'od, if it's like the Rivid, then it's Pshita. Right? What would be the Chiddush? So, Machlokes, Rambam, and Rivid Rashi, what exactly is the case of that's allowed in the Askel Lemenu Kevis? Good. Bar Mine, Rav Chinida, Bar Idi, Me Rav Ada, Bar Ahava. Chinna asked from Rav Ada bar Ava the following case. We have this once before, back in the second parak. Taner shehisiku beklife arla. You have an oven that I use to heat up the oven. Remember we discussed then, the first time you're heating the oven, so it helps solidify the oven. The second time, that was the sugya of zevzegorim, if you remember. The old Isser Hana and the new non-Isser Hana. Is that zevzegorim mutter or usser? So in that sugya, we also quoted this brisa. So, Tana Sheisiga Beklifa Arla. You have an oven that was heated with Arla peels. Arla peels are usser b'hana. Arla usser b'hana the first 3 years. But what happened? V'garfu. But then you swept out the oven. It's all clean. But the heat that was generated by what you have taken out, that's still there. And then you baked bread in it. What is the halacha? L'divrei ha'oser mahu. According to the one that says aser, Rashi quotes earlier, according to the one who says that the bread is aser, if it would still be there, the klife arla, what about this case where you removed it? What about here? Rashi quotes what we had earlier, Ein Shevach Eitze Bepas. Right, there's no wood there anymore that would then be giving Hanah directly into the bread. We'll see what this has to do with us soon. But that is the question. The case, Tanash Yizika B'Klifa Arla, the one that answered it earlier, where the Klifim were not swept out, what would he say in this case? So Amar Le Afas Muteris. In this case, we would say it is Mutter. Amar Le, we'll continue first and then we'll talk about Arla. Amarle, really? It's mutter? The Amar of Chinin the Saba, Amar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan, Taner Shisiku, the Garfu, the Tzalaboas HaPesach. What if you have an oven that you heated with wood, heated with fire, and then you swept it out, and then you put the Karban Pesach inside, and the heat was still there? So is that considered Sliyesh or not? There's no more Esh there. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Ain't it Sliyesh? That's not, there's no Esh there. It's hot? So what? It's hot. Shneemar tzliyesh tzliyesh de pa'amim. Because it says tzliyesh twice in the Perikud Beis of Shmos. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. So what do we darshan from there? Taima de gali rachmana tzliyesh tzliyesh de pa'amim. The reason that it's not considered as if the fire is still there is because the emphasis of the Torah with two phrases of tzliyesh. But what would be the normal, logical explanation? Halo gali rachmana, if I wouldn't have a special din by Karban Pesach, hava min etzliyeshu. I would say, no, it's considered as if the fire is still there. If you have a fire that heated an area, and then you removed all the fuel of that fire, it's still considered heated by the fire. So why is it mutter by Arla? That's the Shaila. If we say by Karban Pesach, it's no good because of a special din. But really, it should be good. So by our law, it should be aser. Same halachas we're comparing. Says the Gemara, two answers. Answer number one, Amar Leh, Gali Rachmana Hasavi Alfina Mina. Right, maybe it's being malamed. Once you say that the limud by Karban Pesach is being megala this din. It's not telling me. That's how it's always so hard to know. What is a pasuk teaching me? Is it teaching me something that it's an exception to the rule? Or now it's teaching me the rule? Right? Usually we say if something, it only says something somewhere, it's limited. Unless you say it's teaching you a reality. That's how the Gemara seems to be understanding it in the first day. The fact that it is emphasizing means that halachically this is viewed as the fire reality. Even if the fire is not there. So it is, I'm sorry, it's not. It's not viewed as the fire is still there. So just like Karban Pesach, it's no good. It's not called Sliyesh. By Arla, it would be Mutter. B'mod, you need the fire there. Number one. Number two, or another answer, the Bayisema, or no, we darshan it differently. Hasam over there by Karim Pesach. Time at the Kaza Rahman at Sli Esh De Pa'amim. Since it says Sli Esh two times, so that's how we know if it that's why it's no good. Hello Kaza Rahman at Sli Esh De Pa'amim. If it wouldn't have said Sli Esh two times, Hava Amina Aish Kapid Rahmana, I would have thought by Karim Pesach, all we need is fire. Fafilu Garfinami Slieshu. If it wouldn't have emphasized it by Karim Pesach, there I would have thought it's good. Because this called Slieish. The Aish was here. So that's why specifically by Karim Pesach, where it's a din of Slieish, I need to know what's the definition of Slieish. So I might have thought that Slieish was even if you removed it. That's why the Torah emphasizes, no, you need actual Slieish. Aval hacha, but outside of Karim Pesach, let's say by Arla, is it a din of Eish? No. It's a din of, did you get benefit from the chefza of Arla? From the fruit and the abizrayu and the peels, whatever excludes Arla. A'etzim di'isura kapad rachmana. The issue is wood. V'halesnu, and they're not here. Period. Meaning the second answer is, don't compare Karim Pesach and Arla. The first answer is, yes, you can compare them, and it says it one, and huadin, to elsewhere. And the second day is that, no, don't compare Arla and Karim Pesach. There's different mechayvim. Karim Pesach, the issue is it called roasted on fire or not? By Arla, did you get benefit from the Arla item? If the Arla item is not here, so then you didn't get benefit from it. Even if you would, it would be called fire, heated by fire, but that's not good enough when it comes to Arla. When we speak about Arla, it's always good to remember the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Kedoshim, where the Isser of Arla is mentioned, discusses the Svara behind Arla. V'tama mitzvah zos. What's the reason behind this mitzvah, says the Ramban? L'chabed es Hashem, me'reishis kol tvua seinu, mi'priya aretz v'tua zakarim. We want to be mechabed Hashem in the first fruits. The first scrumptious, delicious fruit, we want to give that to Hashem. What do you mean give it to Hashem? Bring it up to Yerushalayim and eat it in Hashem's presence, which is what we do in the fourth year. But, right, we want to bring the best. The problem is, says the Ramban, the first 3 years, the fruit don't grow so well. So to bring these inferior type of fruit to Yerushalayim, so that's a bizayin. So we wait till after 3 years, now the fruit is big and ripe and good, and then we bring, that's the first 3 years is Asar Bana, it's off limits, and then we bring that to Yerushalayim. V'hine ena pri b'toch shalosh shanim, and even if you have one tree that does it earlier, it doesn't matter. This is what happens by most fruit, says the Ramban. That is the Ramban discussing Arla in Parshas Kedoshim. If you look in the Kemotzei Shalal Rav, there in Kedoshim, so he says, well, I asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky the following question. What question? The Medrash tells us that, Medrash Tanchum in Parshas Kedoshim, that La'as in Lavo, we're going to plant that things are going to grow right away. The fruit is going to grow right away. La'as in Lavo. So the question is there going to be Arla Lasa Lavo? To be a mitzvah, right, mitzvahs aren't going to change. Right, we have that. Mitzvah Zena Batelos. Machlokes, mitzvah Batelos. We all mitzvah Zena Batelos Lasa Lavo. Or to be a mitzvah, it has to be eternal. There's only one mitzvah that's going to change, Lasa Lavo. And that's Ari Miklat. Why? Because the Torah says it's going to change. The Torah says there's going to be 9 Ari Miklat. Are people going to be killed by Shogig then? Separate question. But either way, there's going to be 9 Ari Miklat. The Torah says, I'm going to be Marcha, Kiyach, Hashem, Eskvulcha. That's the only one the Rambam writes in Hilchos Rotzeach. That mitzvah is going to change. Not change, it's going to be added on to. But to be a mitzvah, it's got to be eternal. So, L'chora, so the answer of Chaim Kanievsky. Do we say that according to this reason of the Ramban, it's going to be good right away, so bring the fruits right away, and then you can eat it right away. So, number one, Lo Darshin and Taima Tekra. Even if you have a reason for a mitzvah, you don't limit it based on that unless the Torah gives the reason. If the Torah gives the reason, lo yasser right by the king and marrying too many wives, right? We're not the shita time of the krah. And if Chaim Kanievsky says that Maya, he says, Maya Milo Bakach. Well, I'm a Melo, Yitzra, Peres Machila Miyad. Ha Milo Tieshalom Roche, Ilono Yatsmichu Miyad, Pero Taviv Yafim, Adai Natin Lagimel Shanim, Mikimitzvas Habore. This is the Haftacha. Right, the Navi says, or the Medra says, the Lasa Lava is going to grow right away. So it doesn't make a difference for us. It's not going to help us. We still have to wait 3 years. The answer is no. You're going to have the chance to have the yummy, delicious fruit and still wait and not give it. That's going to be a greater mitzvah. That's what the emphasis of the Medrash is. Not that you're going to be able to enjoy it right away. You're going to be able to do the mitzvah. And he adds now, and Rav Sarotskin also discusses this, and you're going to be misakein the chait of Adam Arishon. That's the tikkun. Because our law is misakein what happened to Adam Arishon. He didn't wait. The Midrash should talk about it. He would have been able to eat from the tree later. He did it too early. He jumped the gun. So we wait. We're misakein. Kachi elas alava kasher ilanos yatzmichu peiros yavim v'tovim vanu namod bepitui v'lo nochleim el achash yimalav and gimel shanim. So that will be misakein the chait of the Eitz Hadas. Okay, that's some issues regarding Arla. Regarding Arla. Again, the Sefer HaChinuch also discusses Arla at length, we'll get into that now. Hashem, there will be another time for us to deal with that. Other issues, though, come up on today's daf, so we're going to move. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, right in the middle. Chatecho, other halachas occur in Pesach. Chatecho v'naso agabe gechalim. Right, what do we usually do by a barbecue? Well, we want the hamburgers, the hot dogs to get ready, right? Make sure they're ready, so we slice it. We slice it so the fire really goes inside. What if somebody did that by Karan Pesach? They wanted to make sure there was no raw insides left over. Chatacho, v'nasano agabi gechalim. What if you cut it? Rashi notes, v'lo hivdil. Lo hivdil. You didn't cut off a piece. This is Rashi l'shitaso. If you remember on yesterday's daf, Rashi seems to say that, I'm sorry, not Rashi here, but Rashi, earlier, Tosfos discussed that wasn't Rashi. Take it back. Rashi was silent. Tosfos discussed yesterday on Ayin Danam and Aleph that the halacha of Shalim is only the chanchila, but the Eved, it's okay. Rashi here might hold otherwise. Because Rashi said, no, v'lo yavdil, you cannot separate it at all. Tosfos yesterday quoted this Gemara saying, no, but the Eved, if you did it, it's still kosher. Because Tosfos does not understand that it says v'lo hivdil. It says chatacho, you cut it. It sounds like you sliced it. Chatacho, v'nasan al gabi gechalim. What's the halacha? So if you put it on coals, Rebbe Omer ani, shezet sliesh. Rebbe says that I hold that this is called sliesh. Coals are called sliesh. We'll get back to that. Rami le rav achtavoy bar ami le rav chizda. Mi amar Rebbe gechalim esh ninu? Does Rebbe hold that coals are considered esh? That you'd be able to put the Karan Pesach on it. V'raminu michvas esh. Where's that? Tzara'as. If there is a nega, different halachas of different types of tzara'as, some tzara'as form after I got a burn, and then a tzara'as spot came after that burn. That's a michvas esh. So michvas esh, ein li ela she nichva ba'esh. I only know that it's considered a tzara'as spot if it was burned, started off as a burn by fire. Nichva b'gacheles. What if I got a burn from a coal? Beremetz, or with hot ashes. Besid roseach, or with hot lime. Begafsis roseach. Other type of material. V'chol dover haba min ha'or la'asu yechame ha'or, boiling hot water, hot springs, minayin. How do I know all of those are also included in fire for Hilchas Mitzora? Tamalomar michva riba. There's a special limud by tzara'as. Any type of burn is included. So the Gemara says, Taima de Rabbi Rachmana michva. The only reason that coals are included is because it says, michva, michva. Hallo, Rabbi Rachmana, michva, michva. If the Torah wouldn't have included it, gechalim laveshinu, I would have said that coal is not fire. So how could Rebbe say here that you put the Karan Pesach on coals, it's called fire? We know from Hilchos Saras, if you didn't have the limud, then it wouldn't be called fire. So you might have answered, don't compare Tzara'as and Karan Pesach. You might have answered, well, that's exactly what the Pasuk by Tzara'as is teaching me, like we said before, but we have a different answer. Says the Gemara, Amar Leith, this is the first answer. We're going to get to the second answer, Be'ez Hashem, on Amid Beis, on top. But this is the first answer. First answer is Amar Leith, Gachelas shel eitz so isra krali rebuye. Wood coals, that you don't need a Pasuk. That's obvious, and that's what Rebbe's talking about. Rebbe's talking about coals that came from wood, smoldering, That is what is considered fire. Ki Yisra Kroa L'Gacheles HaMateches. The pasuk includes Gacheles HaMateches. That I wouldn't have known. That is automatically called fire. Period. Stop there for a minute. Just to mention what we always like to mention when this comes up. It comes up in 15 places in Shas. And that is whenever it says Omer Ani. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is the only one that has Omer Ani by his name. And he quotes. And it sounds like, what is Omer Ani? Explains Rabbi Yosef Engel, Beis HaOtzer, page 93. Omer Ani is how we would say, La'ani as daiti. In my humble opinion, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was a tremendous anav. La'ani as daiti, va'kavana, and then it's even like, it's the Ani in me, it's not really me. There's a chachma elokus in me, he explains Api Kabbalah, so it's not even me talking, it's the Ani in me. But it's not the Ani. He quotes, Lufia Mavur, Besifri Tamidu Abesht. Right, the Rabbi Yosef Engel was a bucky in everything. Nigla, Nistar, everything. I was just reading they came out with the Rabbi Yosef Engel on Breishis and Shmos. Somebody put together, he didn't write a pirush on, but they gathered from all of his farm. Breishis and Shmos, the Tiferes Yosef. So in the back of Breishis, they have 30, 40 pages of biography about Rabbi Yosef Engel. He never was in yeshiva. He didn't give shir. Interesting, Ari, he has Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Rugashover. Both about the same time. Rabbi Yosef Engel, you read Rabbi Yosef Engel, it's gorgeous, it's beautiful, it flows, you keep reading. But he learned in his own study, and when he had a chiddush, he came out, he told the Talmidim, and he went back into his own study. He didn't give regular shir, because he had to write. So he had an unbelievable writing, but he didn't give shir. The Ragachover, we read the Ragachover, we're like, can't understand the word. It's all marmakomos. It's all like, but they say Ragachover gave an unbelievable shir. They said, clarity, perfect. So, the two Gedolim at the time, one had the Koach HaKsiva, they both had both Koachos, but one excelled in the Koach HaKsiva, that's what this said there, and one excelled in the Koach HaShir HaDibur. That's what they compared those two. Rabbi Yosef Engel, Bucky and everything. So he quotes the Talmid Abesht, Ki Derech Anshei Maila HaGedolim, Lehisbonein Al Kol Dibureyem, Umaaseyem, She'enei Mahamad Dabrim. It's not me. V'ha'osim B'Koach Atzmam, Ra Koach Eloki, Asher Bohem, U'B'Chol HaNivraim. Kitam Hashem Svasai Tiftach. Like Hashem put the words. I heard a story recently on, I was listening to a shir. It was from Ephraim Waxman. He quoted some Rebbe that put out, it's a big anav. Tremendous anav, humble. And some of his Talmidim put out some of his, shiurim. And they brought it to him to look at before they published it. And he's looking at it, he's like, wow, this is great stuff. This is amazing. Oh, what an awesome vart. It's amazing. So like, Rebbe, it's yours. And like, you don't usually like, don't think so much of yourself. It's kind of like strange that it's your Torah and you're like boasting about it. And see, he turns to him and says, you don't understand what? It's my Torah? Because it went into my brain and came out of my lips? That means it's mine? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the Chachma to be able to express this to you. But who said that's mine? So it's beautiful Torah. What does that do with me? So that's why he says it's. That's Rabbi Yosef Engel. That's Omer Ani. It's the Ani. I happen to be the Kli. Baruch Hashem chooses the Kli, says Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. But that's the Omer Ani. And then he adds his own unbelievable Ha'ara, and that is the words Omer Ani only appear one time in all of Tanakh. One time in all of Tanakh. And that is in Tehillim, where David HaMelech says, in Mem Hei, Rachash Libi Davar Tov, my heart felt to do something good. Omer Ani Ma'asai LaMelech. Omer Ani, I say, my actions should be to the king. L'shoni Eit Sofer Mahir. My tongue is becoming a quick pen, a quick quill. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, it's mamish, an allusion to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi came from David HaMelech. Right, David HaMelech says, Ma'asai, I have a good idea, my actions are for the king, Eis Lasos Lashem, Eferu Torah Secha, and it says, my tongue becomes a pen. He wrote down the Torah. It's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is known for. He compiled, he wrote, whatever you say, we've discussed that Machlokas, Rashi Rambam in the past, did he actually write it? Did he compile it for writing? But either way, that's Rabbi Yosef Engel on Omer Ani. Back to the Gemara. So the Gemara said, we had a statement of Rebbe. Rebbe said that if I put a Karban Pesach on coals, it's good enough. Right, Mitzora, you need a special makar to say coals are included? No. Difference between coals from wood and coals from metal. Coals from wood, that's obvious. That's what Rebbe is talking about. That's for sure Eish. Coals from metal, maybe not. So now we continue along those lines. Says the Gemara, V'gachalim shel matechas laveishu, really? Misvara, I would have said hot metal is not called fire. V'hog abi bas kohen, we all know, by a bas kohen, d'chseva the pasuk says, what's the onesh of a bas kohen, so that's mizana. But esh tisareif, what is the misas bezdin of sreifa? We don't actually burn them. The amar of masma, psilo shel aver hay osin la, we pour hot lead down the person's throat. And that's called esh. That's called sreifa. So you see, hot metal is called sreifa, says the Gemara. It is called fire, shiny hasam. The amar krava esh tisareif tisareif, larabos called sreifa zabos b'neish. No, there it has an extra lashon by Mises Bezdin. And therefore, we include even cases that are usually not considered sreifa. That's why this is good enough. Really, it shouldn't be good enough. And that's why by Karban Pesach, maybe it's not good enough. And that's why you need a special limud by Tzaras. But Misvara, we wouldn't have included it, but here it is included. Says the Gemara, V'kol shekeno esh atzma. So if we include even these extra esh cases, so why don't you actually just burn the person? V'nakav l'chavili z'mors v'nikla, why don't we burn a person? This is a Sanhedrin sugya. Why don't we actually carry out sreifa? Says the Gemara. No, Zereshava. Asya sreifa, sreifa mi b'nei Aaron. Zereshava b'nei Aaron. Ma'la halon. Sreifa sashava v'guf kayam. Just like by b'nei Aaron, when they were burned, Eish zara, the fire went in them and their guf was not burned. Afkan sreifa sashava v'guf kayam. So too we learn a limud. That's the Mises Bezdin of sreifa too. Period. V'nevel la chame ha'or. So why don't you give them chame ha'or, right? Burning hot, Rashi says roskin, burning, boiling hot water. So that's going to destroy their body. And we don't want to do that. And it's also extremely painful. Mishum de Rabbi Nachman, I mean, the whole thing is painful. But that's going to be maybe even slower death, more torture. Dam Rabbi Nachman, Amar Kra. We don't do that. Why? V'yahatzal recha kamocha. Bravo misa yafe. An unbelievable application of v'yahatzal recha kamocha. It's fascinating that in Shas, there are very, very few applications of the principle of Yahatzal Recha Kamocha. Very few. You should look at your wife before you marry her. So you think, so you're attracted to each other, because later on, then you might get into a fight and not be attracted, and Yahatzal Recha Kamocha. That's Yahatzal Recha Kamocha. And here, you know, kill them nicely. Kill them in a mechubad way. Or maybe just the Chiddush is even these cases of Yahatzal Recha Kamocha. Even the case, the famous story of Hillel and Shabbos. He just says the negative. He doesn't even quote Yahatzal Recha Kamocha. Don't do what you don't want done unto yourself, unto your friend. But either way, that's just a ha'ara. The Amar of Nachman, Amar Avu, again, brother Misa Yafet, choose an appropriate Misa. Stop there for a moment. There was a fascinating Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin. We quoted this before, and that is Rav Masna. Nun Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara quotes a story. Imrisa Bas Tli. Bas Koin Shizin Sahavi. There was a woman who was Mizana. A Bas Koin that was Mizana. Akfa Rav Chama Bar Tuvia. Chaviliz Moris Mesarfa. Rav Chama Bar Tuvia wrapped her in vines and burned her. Wow. Amr Rav Yosef. Tabitarti. Rav Yosef says Rav Chama Bar Tuvia made two mistakes. Number one, Tabit Rav Masna. He made a mistake about Rav Masna. What's Rav Masna? Our Rav Masna. You're supposed to pour hot lead down her throat, not wrap her in vines. And number two, he made the second mistake that he was an Amora. There was no more Mises Bezdin. So says the Gemara. Two mistakes, two dots, end of the Gemara. You walk away from the Gemara, this great Amora made such a terrible mistake. So if you look in the Marshal, in the Chacham Shlomo, in the back of Masechet Sanhedrin, he says it can't be. It can't be that there was such a bad mistake made. So he says, Lulei de Mistafina, I'm only suggesting this because I'm not arguing halacha lemaisa on anybody. I think one mistake answers the other one. Really, the Dor needed a shock. The Dor needed a shock. And therefore, Rav Chaim Bar Tuvia took the law into his own hands. He was the greatest God of the Dor, but he did it. But he dafka didn't want to do normal sreifa dafka because there's no more Mises Bezdin b'zman hazeh. That's why he did it in the wrong way on purpose. So one question really answers the other one. He says Yeshu liyasu delo tov etzorach shoya shelo yomru don nafil b'zman hazeh el sreifa levishav etzorach shalo so adar haya ve'inenu kacholik al talmud shebo nafkusa lo luchiva v'leftura ve'inta el l'mashicha. We were talking about a couple of days ago. Right, Hilchos al Mashiach. That's the Gemara. If you look at the Margalius Hayam also, there in Sanhedrin, he discusses from Rav Kook. He quotes the Mishpat Kohen from Rav Kook, where Rav Kook also talks about, this is the same idea as the Chachmas Shlomo. But the Machlokes, what about the other rabbis? Didn't they know what he was doing too? But they felt it's better to do, if it's Harasha, you're allowed to do the exact din. It's Harasha. Eliyahu Bar Carmel. You're allowed to do the actual thing. It's Harasha. He felt it's better to do it differently so people aren't confused, even though it was a Harasha. That was the Machlokas Amoraim between the other rabbis who say, the Rav Yosef, whoever it was, that the Ta versus Rav Chama. Important discussion, again, Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Obviously, I just have to mention, even though the Gemara doesn't have so many applications of Azarecha Gemocha, the Rishonim do. The Rambam's formulation in the 14th parak of Hilchas Avel. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah de Rabbanan to do Biker Cholim and Nichum Avelim and Levayas Ames and Levayas Archim and all of the items, and these are all obligations to Rabbanan, but they're all Nechlal in the Kiyam Daraisa of Azarecha Gemocha. Right, a Rambam that we'll get back to on Shabbos. But we'll continue now. Says the Gemara, period, V'chi me'achar di'ika Rav Nachman, once we have the din of Rav Nachman, that brolo misa yafe, and that is why we don't actually burn the person, gzeira shavah l'amali. So what do you need the gzeira shavah for from Bnei Aaron? We know you don't burn the person because of V'atarecha kamocha, which, by the way, connects to the other klal that is similar to it, Derecha Darchei Noam. This context is not exactly V'atarecha kamocha, it's more of a Derecha Darchei Noam, but they're overlapping contexts. We've spoken many times about the different applications where the Gemara and the Rishonim use Derecha Darchei Noam. It can't be the Torah means this. The Gemara in Sukkah. It can't mean, what's a hadas? It can't mean this type of branch with thorns on it, that you're going to get bloody every time you shake a lulav. It can't be. Right, and other examples as well. Right, the Rabbeinu Bachai, why a nachash is not one of the shrutzim that are tameh. We don't want you to have to like think about, oh, should I kill it? Should I not kill it? It might make me tameh. As we know from Gemaras and Shas, people are very scared about becoming tameh. Even in the Beis Hamikdash, they get the hierarchy mixed up sometimes between tameh and other values. So that's why Rabbeinu Bachai says, Rechad Achinoam doesn't make you tameh. Just kill it. Don't worry about it. Don't think twice. So it's a raya though that we all know what the Shmonas Ratzim are. And it says, oh yeah, the Nachman is not one of the Shmonas Ratzim, we can take care of it. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, it's once Rav Nachman says it, so what do you need the Gzeira Shava for? Says the Gemara, no. Amri, Ilav Gzeira Shava, were it not for the Gzeira Shava that teaches me that this is a type of Srefa, Hava Mina Srefa Seshama Vaguf Kayim Lav Srefa He. No, I would have thought that that's not called a Srefa. I could only use Rav Nachman of Adrecha Kamocha once I know that this is also called a burning, where the outside stays and the inside is burned up, right? It's an opposite of the sneh. In the sneh, the outside was burning and the inside was whole. Here, the outside is whole and the inside is burned up. So, but I need the Gzeira Shava in order to then allow Rav Nachman. Period. Ve'im yishum d'Rav Nachman, nefesh l'chavile z'mur estuva, ki yechid etamas ba'agala. And if you only had Rav Nachman, this is added, if you only had Rav Nachman, maybe you would think the opposite. Not just the hot lead, but maybe just make it a huge fire and put a lot of vines on her. So she dies quickly. Kamash malan, or he, in the case of Srefa. Kamash malan, that's why you need the Gzeira Shava. That word ba'agala comes up many times a day. Ba'agala is makarivim ramin in Kaddish. We know what ba'agala means quickly. Light, that's the word, bagol. Ela ba'esh lamali. So, why do you need ba'esh once we include all srefos? Why does the Torah have to say burner ba'esh la'afuke aver me'ikaro? If I take lead out of the middle of the earth, which is naturally heated by where it was, that's not good enough. It's got to be heated by a natural human fire, a humanly created fire. Period. So they're really true now. So whenever it says ba'esh tisaref, we include all esh. We've done that by mitzora. We've done that by the misas srefa. We didn't do it by Karan Pesach. But is that what's included? We included coals there. But is that really true? So what about this case? Another halacha where there's a chiyuv of srefa. Right, we're quoting many different mitzvahs that have srefa related to it. Paramanas rafim, the karbanos that have to be burned outside the Beis HaMikdash. The par helam davar shel tzibur, and the paraduma, the karbanos. Dechsev bahu, the saraf oso al etzim ba'esh. have to burn it on wood on fire. The Tanya, and we learn there, ba'esh velo b'sid roseach, velo b'gafsis roseach. There you're not allowed to use other items. So why not? Why are those excluded? So Amalei, 1 second, answers, Reb Zeira Hachyasha, wait a minute. Hasam ksiv ba'esh v'hadar tisareif. Where it says ba'esh tisareif, the word esh is first, and then it says tisareif, l'rabos kol sreif azabos lachmas ha'esh. Then we include anything that came from a fire. Because the pasuk says fire, and then it says burn. Burn is an inclusive lashon. Hacha, but what does it say by these? Ksiv, visaraf oso, al eitzim bo'esh. First it has the verb sreifa, and then it has the noun esh, lebasof esh, lememer de esh in midiachrini lo. That's why it says it there. So the Gemara says, 1 minute, hasam nami ksiva sreifa lebasof. Also here in other contexts it says sreifa lebasof, dechsiv al shefach adeshen yisareif. Even by the parim hanisrafim, there's one pasuk that has sreifa second. So why wouldn't you include all the other ways of burning it? So Gemara says, Amri hahu yisareif mibayla lekan detanya. No, there, that extra word yisareif is teaching me something else. Yisareif avabisha ein sham deshen, yisareif avabisha hitzis sa'ar barubo. The special din, that the place where we burn it, the Torah says you burn it in the place where the deshen is. We know there's a mitzvah of shumas ha-deshen every morning, but the mitzvah of hotza'as ha-deshen, what do we do every morning? The Kohanim go up to the Mizbeach, they take a shovel, they go down the ramp, and they pour it out right next to the ramp. On the east side of the ramp, they pour it there. When it gets a lot, then they take it out. According to many Rishonim, it's not done every day. They take it out to the place where the deshen goes. That's where we burn these animals. So what if there's no deshen? What if they've just cleaned it up? They've cleaned it up. So, says the, or there's extra deshen on top of the Mizbeach. Because the Gemara, there's one place where the Gemara says the deshen on the floor of the Mizbeach, the Mikdash, magically got absorbed into the floor. There was never a big pile there. But on top there was a lot. But either way, that's what Tisareif is teaching me. Even if there's no deshen there, it's the place that's important. Burn it! Burn it there, even if there's no deshen, even if the fire has already burned rove of it, you still have to make sure it's all burned. See, Rashi says on top, third line, Makam shayomotzi and sham dishno shal mizbeach achitzon, the place where they used to bring the deshen, the ashes of the mizbeach achitzon, kidechsiv vahotzias adeshen amichus lamachaneh, not the mitzvah of trumas adeshen, which was a chi of every single morning, which Rav Hirsch writes beautifully in the beginning of Parshas Tzav. Trumas adeshen teaches me two things. Number one, we're always building on yesterday. Whatever we did yesterday, it's not a new day. The first avodah every day is the trumas adeshen, but the second idea is just the opposite, and that is, yesterday's finished. You take off the ashes, today's a new day. A new day, a new beginning. So you have both messages, the avoda of the Shumas Hadeshin. And the first avoda also is taking out the garbage, so to speak. That's not something that should be beneath anybody. If at this time of 3-day yontifs coming up, even for B'nai Eretz Yisrael, to make sure that we know what avoda is. We have to know what avoda is. Okay. That's a word from our sponsor. Now we continue. So, says the Gemara now, third line. Ravina Amar. Ravina says, so this is going back to what we said, this is the second answer. Remember we had the beginning, the first original question, where Rebbe said, you're allowed to put the Korban Pesach on coals. By Mitzorah, you require a limud to say coals are included. No, there's a difference between Mateches and wood. That was one answer. Now we're getting back to a different answer. Ravina Amar, no, Kroch V'tani, change the formulation of the Braisa by Mitzaraas. That's also obvious. You don't need the limud by mitzvah to include gacheles, to include coals. So it fits in fine with Rebbe. Nichva baremet besid roseach ubegafsis roseach ubechol davar abba machvaz ar lasu yechami ar minayin. How do I know to include all these other sources of heat that were burned by fire? Tamalamra, michva riba, they're included, period. So that's the simple answer. Change the second brisa, that was Akasha on Rebbe, and no problem. Remember, we never like to say that there's a machlokas if we don't have to. It's Rebbe. Rebbe could argue, but we never like to say there's a machlokas. Two answers. Next, Rava Rami. Mi amar Rebbe gecholim ikri eish. Next try. Does Rebbe really say that gecholim, coals are called eish by Karan Pesach? But we have another context that again, it's a problem. So this daf has four or five different contexts where fire comes up. Comes up by a burn by Tzaraas. It comes up by Karan Pesach. It comes up by Parman Esrafim. It comes up by, right here, Kitores. That's what we're talking about now. The pasuk says, "Yonah Dioma, we're almost in Tishrei." V'raminhi gachale. Rashi right across quotes the pasuk, "V'lochach malo amachta gachale esh." The Kohen Gadol takes a shovel full of fiery coals into the Kodesh Kadashim in order to do the special Ketores ceremony. So gachale yachol omemos. First, we'll do the Gemara, then we'll talk about Ketores. Bezas Hashem. You might think that you could use smoldering coals. There are two types of coals. There's coals that are basically, they're not flickering at all. There's no fire in there. They're smoldering. They're on their way out. And then there's flickering coals. Omamos are smoldering. And lochashos are flickering. So, gachale. Yochol omamos, you might think that when the Kohen Gadol brings the coals in, he could use even smoldering coals. Tamalomar esh. No, they gotta be on fire. E-esh, yachol shel heves, you might think, mamish a flame. Tamalomar, gachale, it says coals. So, ha-ketzad, mevi, min alochashos. You could bring coals that are still, you know, reddish. You see some of the fire on it. It's not shooting up. It's not fire, because it says gachale. But it's still more than the smoldering, it's flickering. So says the Gemara of Al-Gufakasha, how do you understand this brisa? Amart, we didn't get asked the question yet. Amart gachale, the first line says, coals, yachol amamos, you might think amamos are included, alma, lochashos esh ninu. So what does the word esh mean? If you might have a habit to include amamos, so esh must include flickering coals. The first line of the brisa. Ema seifa, and the next line of the brisa says the opposite. E esh yachol shel heves, if it says fire, you might think that you need a flame, tamalomar gachale. So what does esh mean there? Alma, afila lochashos lav esh ninu. The first line of the brisa sounds like the definition of esh includes flickering coals, and the second line of the brisa sounds like no, fire means an actual flame and not just flickering coals. So v'yamar Rav Sheshes explained the brisa. Hachik tani. Now this is how you understand the brisa. Gachale yachol bein omamos bein lochashos. You might think all types of coals are included in gachale that are allowed to be brought in. Tamalomar esh. No, it says fire, and fire means a flame. E esh yachol shel heves. If it's a fire, you might think you need actual shel heves. Tamalomar gachale. It says coals. Taketzan mevi min alochashos. So that is how you read the brisa. So it's not self contradictory. But either way, what do you see from this brisa? From the way that Rav Sheshes interprets it. Coals are not fire. Mikol makom gechalam lo ikriyesh. Kasha l'Rebbe. Back to the Kasha and Rebbe. Again, you might answer, there's a difference between Karban Pesach and Ketores. But again, the Gemara doesn't answer. The Gemara tries to have the same rules by the different halachic context where it can. So here too, Amar Abaya Taritachi. No, this is how you can understand the Braisa. Gachale yachol omimos vilolo chashos. You might think coals mean the smoldering and not the flickering. Tamalomar esh. It says esh. E esh yachol ratza shel heves yavi ratza gachelos yavi. It says fire. So you might think you could bring either or, an actual flame or a coal. Tamalomar gachale. It says coals. Haketzan maybe min alo chashos. That teaches me you could bring lo chashos. Why is this reading better? Because esh, according to this reading of Abaya, includes certain types of coals. And those are the types of coals that Rebbe was talking about by Karban Pesach. Stop there for a minute. This avoda that described in the beginning of Acharemos is a separate mitzvah than the usual mitzvah of Ketores. We know there's a mitzvah asei d'oraisa every single day of the year to bring Ketores. For a Kohen to bring Ketores and burn it on the Mizbeach HaKetores. Not in the Kodesh Kodashim. And the Mizbeach HaKetores, right? Each Mizbeach has three names. The little Mizbeach is called the Mizbeach HaKetores, or the Mizbeach HaZav, or the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Three names. It's called that because that's the only thing you do on the, you know, there's no animals brought on the Limizbeach. It's just the Ketores. And they used to fight over it. Why? Because the Ketores has a school of Ashiras. You only have to do it once in your life. They used to fight over it. That's every day. The Ketores that's being described in our Gemara is the special Ketores brought by the Kohen Gadol into the Kodesh Kadashim on Yom Kippur. That's a different type of Ketores. And the Rambam, based on the Gemara, says, what's described here is Avodah Kasha Shebamikdash. It's one of, not the only, because the Gemara says it about a few things, it's one of the hardest avodos in the entire Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohen Gadol had to do it. What was so hard? Number one, it's heavy, you're fasting, you're running around, you have to go into the Kodesh Kodashim, you have one shovel of hot burning coals, you have one shovel of Ktores, and if you spill any tiny amount of it, you're finished. Right, it doesn't work. You have to remember to put the coals down and then start the Ktores from the other side, because if you start it from the side closest to you, you're going to burn yourself. It's complicated, and it's very, very, very edgy. That's what the Rambam says, when the Rambam describes. And if you've never done it on the night of Yom Kippur, right? Yom Kippur doesn't end so late, the night of Yom Kippur, just go through Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim. Just gives you, puts you in the mood. It tells you exactly what's going on. And it's a good pre-Avoda review. So the Rambam says, Vizui Avodi says he gila Aron knows as a machta bishne abadim uba bayisheni. There was no Aron, so you put it on the Evan Ashasia, and then you take the edge, and you have to do all the avodas with your right hand. So what do you do? Va'oche spasa kaf. You take the edge of the kaf, barashe etzva osav with the tips of your finger. You have to like bring it up. O bishinov, or with your teeth. Uma'are haktores begodzlo letochafnav, and pour the ktores with your thumb enough. He describes exactly the details, which B'ez Hashem will get to in Maseches Yuma later this year. But that is once a year, as is described in our Gemara. But there was a Misaf Ktores every single day. Every single day that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash. We do not have a Ktores today. But we do have something based on a Maharil. The Maharil says that Sandakotus is compared to Ktores. And this is quoted in the Ramah. The Ramah writes in Hilchas Mila, in Reish Samach He, the Ramah says, V'noagin lahader achar mitzvah zulio sandik, litvos atinok v'lamolo. Hagos Maimonis, goes from the Hagos Maimonis. V'yofa koach ha-sandik mikoach ha-moa, like dimil kriyas ha-torah. Halacha that not everybody knows. If it's a laning day, the sandik gets the aliyah and not the moel. They call sandik have kemaktir ketores maharil. V'lachein noagin, that's where the minag is, says the Ramah, not to let somebody be a sandik twice. Because, like the ketores can only be twice. Says the Vilna Gaon, his famous line, we're going to make it famous right now, I never saw a sandik get rich. I know a lot of poor sandiks out there, says the Vilna Gaon. So, I don't think there's a problem here. La'olam la'reinu sandik shemis asher. This minog, I'm not doing it twice, is based on the Tzavar of Yudah Chassid. Either way, the Nodabi Yehuda Chassam Sofer both discuss, many times people give Sadik twice. You give a grandfather twice, you give a Rebbe twice, you give a Sadik. It must be, they explain, that the Rav, the Rebbe, the grandfather is like the Kohen Gadol, who can do whatever he wants. The Kohen Gadol can do the Ktores any day, every day. So the leader of the family, of the neighborhood, has the din of Kohen Gadol, and that's why he can do whatever he wants. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba. So what did we just suggest in the Brisa in the last reading? Ratza gachelas yavi, ratza shalheves yavi. Well, you could bring a coal or the fire. Shalheves b'lo gachelas hekem shkachasla. What do you mean bring a flame? What's making the fire? If it's not a flickering flame with coal, so what's the source of the fire? Kigon de shafye lamana mishcha. What if you smeared a kli with oil? The itzla beinura. And then you put in flames. That's what you're bringing in. That's what you would have thought. Says the Gemara, you need a pasuk for that. Hahul amali kral lemute. What do you need a pasuk for that? Hashul avnei melech basar v'dameinos in kain. You wouldn't bring this type of fire. This is a fire. You wouldn't bring this type of inferior fire in front of a human king. Avnei melech malchei amlachem akadosh baruch hu l'kol shekain. Surely. Ela amarava taritachi. A third reading of the Brisa. Right, first we had Rav Sheshes, then we had Abaya, and now we have Rava. Taritzachi, gacha le yachal omimos velo lo chashos. You might have only included the smoldering and not the flickering. Tam elomar ish, ish yachal yavi mechza gachelas u mechza shalheves. Bring a coal that's half lit and half not lit. That's the Havamina. Ada aya lugova, and that's as you're bringing it. By the time you get into the Kodesh Kodashim, it's going to be all coals which you have to bring. So you might have thought that's okay. Tama lomar, no good. The lokach below a machta gachale eish me'alam isbeach mishas lekicha nevi gechalim. The lokach, even from shas lekicha, it already has to be coals. The machlokes here, some of the achronim suggest, is whether you say the Kal V'chomer, whether you say Milsa Disa B'Kal V'chomer, Torach V'Kasa V'Lakra. That's the machlokas between Rav and Abai. Ibai Lahu, last line, Omamos, O Omamos, which is the right version? How do you say Omamos with an Aleph or an Ayin? Amar Rav Yitzchak, Arazim Lo Amamuhu B'Gan Alokim. Okay, you see Ayin for the word Omamos, quoting a pasuk from Sefer Yechezkel. Okay, we'll have to stop here. By the Shem, we continue tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow has a number of important Yoredeya topics. A lot of Yoredeya topics, Molia Kuroseach, Kavish Kimavushal, and we have milchik bread, a little milchik bread comes up tomorrow again, as we had earlier in the Masechta, a lot coming up. Okay, by the Shem, next daf will be given Erev Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah in the morning. Okay, we'll stop here.